Well, good evening, everybody. It's Mando Richard and a cast of thousands here in the WVUD studio. Tonight, we're going to have a live performance by, apparently, this year's favorite student band, Frisco. And so I think we're really going to enjoy it. Of course, the fun part's going to be doing the levels live on the radio. All right, I'm going to turn down my theme music and let's get ready to go. Say hi, Ben.
Hello.
Say hi, Russ.
Hi, Russ.
Say hi, Will.
Hey.
Say hi, Matt.
Sup?
Ladies and gentlemen, live from WVUD, it's Frisco.
All right, the song is called Lists.
The studio audience is stunned into silence.
We got one.
Well, that didn't sound like a Jimi Hendrix tune or an Eric Clapton tune. Who wrote that one?
I did.
Ben did.
Ben did, huh?
Big Ben.
Yeah? So you guys are doing pretty much all originals today?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Matt, I'll start off with you. No, stay right there. Okay. Stay right there. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, Matt the drummer. So, Matt, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you had that problem? Clearly, I should have been a drummer in a past life. Will on the bass.
Hey, how you doing?
Try with the microphone on.
Oh, that's important. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Now, what is Matt majoring in?
Matt is a civil engineer? No, environmental engineer.
He's,
there you go. Civil and environmental. He's one of those two. He's an engineer.
I think he's civil.
He's pretty civil for an environmental engineer.
I would agree with that, yeah.
And you're about to go off next year when you graduate and do something pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm headed to Denmark for 2 years. So I won a Fulbright, and the university was kind enough to keep me on for a second year, so it's very exciting.
Oh, excellent. Now, Ben, tell us all about yourself.
I'm actually a Delaware native from Newark, Delaware, and I study electrical engineering at UD.
But you're playing an acoustic guitar today.
That's right.
There's no electronic engineering going on there.
No, I don't really get it. They had to explain it to me.
Yeah. It makes columns of air vibrate, you know.
I still don't get it.
Russ, what about you, my man?
I'm from New York. I'm a nutritional sciences major. I play guitar, and I like to wear flannels. So,
he likes to wear flannels. Okay.
Yeah. Flannel shirts, flannel pants, whatever you got. I'll take them.
Well, this is quite the challenge having you guys live in the studio. I've never had a drum kit live in the studio before.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Fantastic experience.
Well, this will be fun. What do you got next?
This is a song called It's All Right. We're in the process of mixing and mastering the recording we just finished. So
shout out to Vin Tobia Pike.
Yeah, our friend Vin helped us record it. So, yeah. Hope you can get down to it. We're going to get ambient for a second. Thank you.
Matt, that's a little hard to do background vocals over the drums, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It totally is.
Oh, go ahead and give him a microphone. Go ahead and move mic four over there.
How you guys doing? My name is Matt Beer. Yes. It is incredibly hard to sing and also prompt, like stand yourself up on a
Matt's
drum throne.
Basically planking right now across the drum.
And Russ, it looked like all of a sudden you have felt the sudden need to go into oxygen debt.
Yeah, my face probably got very red, like a tomato. But yeah, I tried to reach for this melodica that's on the counter in front of me, and the neck of my guitar got in the way, and I had to play the melodica around the neck, and I started breathing very quickly.
Ben, Will tells me this is one of your first acoustic sets ever.
My first acoustic set.
Yeah, I noticed you're an electrical engineer. You don't understand. You get closer to the mic than people can hear you.
Oh, really? Well, that I get, actually.
Well, Will's the only one in here who's cheating, who's got an amplifier.
Sorry.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Come on.
I offered to bring in my upright bass, but it's like,
I don't know. Did
you play upright?
I could.
Sorry, we're not trained in jazz.
I don't know.
Not yet.
Well, we've already met who you are, but I'm curious, why the heck did the band formed in Delaware name itself Frisco?
Well, it's a very uninteresting story, so I'm glad you asked. When we first started playing together, I messaged all of these bearded men, and I was like, we should play a show in my house. And they were like, yeah. So I created this Facebook event, and we didn't have a name. So the syllables Frisco poured out of my mouth, and I typed it onto the Facebook.
He said it as he typed it.
Yeah, and now it's like too late to change, so we're just stuck with it. But yeah, I think it's kind of catchy, you know? People remember it.
Well,
someone thought it was Fresno one time.
People thought it was Fresno for the first few shows, which was sad because it was like, I don't know, but whatever. It was close
enough. Wrong part of California.
Except that's what I thought, but I was like, at least
and or Texas.
Ooh, there we go.
Somebody knows the geography. Oh.
The electrical engineer has looked at a map in his life.
I have.
And we're so proud of you.
At least once.
Well, now, are all four of you seniors?
No. Just Matt and Will.
Yeah. So you guys will be back next year.
That's right.
Have you started scoping out the underclassmen to see if you can find another bass player and drummer?
Not as much as we should have, probably. We're kind of hoping one of our friends from the music scene just comes along and agrees to play with us, I guess.
Are you going to take your bass with you to Denmark? Or a bass?
Yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't. I'd lose my mind without it.
Yeah?
So I think, it's like I looked into it, and I'm going to get it shipped over. Got, like, my hard case. I'm going to wrap it in cellophane, so it's good for past customs. But, yeah, bass is coming with me.
Yeah. What are you going to do next year?
Oh, gosh. All right, let's take it.
Here we go. This is live radio, folks.
How are you guys? My name is Matt Beer once again. Thanks.
Hold on, actually. I'm gonna do some maneuvering.
Yeah, so as Ben and Russ and Will said, I am a civil and environmental engineering major, so I think I'm just going to be probably working at some engineering firm after I graduate.
Are you a wastewater guy? A traffic
actually,
guy?
No, yeah, so it's more wastewater. It actually is geotechnical as well, and a lot of it's groundwater too. So it's just things that are like below the ground. It's a lot of dirt, to be honest. Not really fun, but it's... needs to be done. You know?
So you're going to be into replacing big concrete culverts with re-engineered street stream beds and creek beds, that kind of thing.
That's
going to be your
typical
life?
Project. Yeah, that I'd probably do. Yeah, if I'm not playing music, maybe I'll go to Denmark with you and jam with you as a rhythm section. We'll stay as one unit. Can you give me some? Thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, as of right now, it's to be an engineer. So we'll see how that pans out. Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell the microphone what you're going to be studying, but Sam, you might want to help him with the microphone there.
You got it. I think I don't know. I feel like I know this studio. I'm in here.
Wednesdays 4 to 5:30 with Free Will. So I do little shameless plug there.
Plug.
I've been plugging this band every day for the past 6 weeks. So every time I've been in here for the past 6 weeks. So I figure, I don't know, keeping up with it. But I'm going to be studying.
I'm going to plug it one more time, right?
Free Will. 4 to 5:30 p.m. Wednesdays.
Is that on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark?
The voice of the University of Delaware at 91.3. But yes, it is. But yeah, I'll be studying comparative migration between Sweden and Denmark. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I comparative migration of Danes and Swedes?
So migration into Denmark and Sweden, I should say, because Danes and Swedes don't really move around that much anymore. But
no, they got no reason to. They've got socialized medicine.
Denmark's the happiest country in the world, so I wouldn't move if it were up to me. But that's just me. I don't know.
Ben and Russ, what kind of music has influenced you?
Ben, you can go first.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for that. Probably
the Ketchup Girls.
Maybe, if I knew who they were. most of my life, my mom was a classical pianist.
Yeah.
And for most of my life, I had really, really enjoyed classical music. And then I got really into rock. I guess as cliche as, like, saying someone like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin sounds, I really, really enjoy listening to those bands. And they definitely have influenced me.
Well, us old people are really happy to hear that you young people still like to hear the good stuff.
Yeah. And then as modern music, I know Russ is going to mention some modern psychedelic bands.
Tame Impala is a big one. We like to put on our phaser pedals and stuff like that. I'd say like psychedelic rock, like Flaming Lips. People like that. Then also R&B, I think, is a pretty big influence, like Erykah Badu and Robert Glasper. Then some jazz. This dude named Tigran Hamasyan has guided my life. So those are the big guys.
Well, those are all big shoes to fill in. You know, it's not, I don't know. What do you got next?
Song is called... Going crazy. We haven't rehearsed it.
That's okay. It's live radio.
It's kind of dancey, so yeah.
All right, well, you and me, man.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four. You know,
bringing it back now.
This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Frisco in the studio with us tonight on, what is the name of my show? The Music Room. Anyway, we're just having way too much fun on all of this. You guys been doing a fair amount of gigging in the area, eh?
Yeah. We've played at Homegrown thrice in the past month.
3 weeks.
Yeah, in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a big deal for us. And then mostly like house shows and things like that.
And you're working on a CD, a SoundCloud event, or how's your music going to be recorded and shared with people?
So, our friend Vin is helping us record, a bunch of tracks, and then we have some people that are, offering to help mix and master them for this. We actually have one song already put out there on SoundCloud. So if you go to soundcloud.com/Frisco Band Page, you can see our song Wonder.
Which we are conveniently going to play next. So
yeah.
I hope you enjoy it.
True. That was no coincidence.
Live radio.
After that wonderful intro, you're supposed to start the song. You don't want me. You don't want me talking anymore.
Well, I don't start the song.
There's some setup time required.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
This is my first acoustic.
Well, while Russ is getting ready, I'll thank Bassam Khatri for helping with the microphones and Liz Webb for helping with the photography and supporting and reminding me what to ask, and Jess Sherry for being a wonderful host of the show before us, Chronic Sound. Cool. Yeah, with and being kind enough to let us clear her entourage out of the studio in time to get Matt's drum kit set up. So thanks again for coming in, guys.
Just your son. Looks like
Frisco, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for them. Well, thanks so much, Russ and Ben and Will and Matt, for coming in. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Joining us. Thanks.
And joining us on the Music Room here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Thanks for listening to the Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of the Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. That's sites, S-I-T-E-S, dot UDEL, U-D-E-L, dot E-D-U, slash TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.